Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day in the presence of Jehovah God. We magnify his name, we worship him. We give God the glory for his majesty, for his power, for his loving kindness, for the finger of God in our lives. We appreciate the Lord. Begin to bless him, worship him, and say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I adore you. Lord, I give you glory. Lord, you are worthy of all praise. Lord, you are worthy of all adoration. Lord, you are great. Lord, you are kind. Lord, you are faithful. I want to say thank you, Jesus. Can you say thank you, Jesus, 7 times? Go together. Thank you, Jesus. 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 7 times again, let's go together. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Father, we just want to say thank you. You have done so wonderful for us. You have done so great in our lives. We say thank you, Father. My krabu senti libu roku sente yilibu roku sankaya buka gada kada kendi libu rosu tu yakaraba. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this is I Voted Prayer Program. I will bless God for how God has been using this program to do a lot. Every day, I'm telling you, every day we have testimony on this platform. There will be a lot of testimony. We just have testimony of God's power, of the demonstration of God's power through this broadcast. And I'm also sure that your testimony is coming right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, in case this is your first time here, you must know that this program comes up between the hour of 12 midnight and 1. God will always visit you in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, I just want you to get ready, prepare right now, because God is going to do a new thing in your life. The power of God is going to walk upon your life. Listen to me very well. No matter what the enemy has concluded against your destiny, it shall be cancelled by the blood of Jesus. I must tell you one thing, that there is no negative carryover. You are not carrying any negative thing over. It is not going to be. God will not allow any negative thing to be carried over to year 2021. That is why you must know that God is going to fight your battle for you. God is going to destroy the plans of the wicked. God is going to walk upon your destiny. God is going to do a new thing in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. You are going to have a testimony. You are going to have a mighty finger of God working in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. So from today, 22 of our month of December, right down to first, the crossover night of 2021 to 2022, I will just be talking, and we are going to be praying seriously against any negative carryover, because we don't want to carry any negative thing back over. We are not carrying disappointment to year 2021. We are not to year 2022. We are not carrying any frustration to year 2022. That is why right from today now, you have to write down those things you don't want to carry over to 2022. You have to write down those things. We are going to speak against them. We are going to speak against them. We are going to command woe onto that mountain. We are going to pray that that mountain should be brought down. We are going to challenge everything you don't want to carry over to year 2022. And listen to me, that thing you have written down in your paper, and you have it from today, you know, I just want you to know something, that God is going to work wonders and is going to remove that thing from your life. So what we are going to do now is, and listen to me very well, you write out all those things you don't want to carry over to 2022. You write them down one by one. You don't want to carry them over. We are going to start dealing with them. We are going to start speaking against them. The Bible says prophesy against. We are going to start prophesying against them. We are going to speak against them. We are going to deal with them. We are going to pull them down. And we know that as we begin to speak, God will begin to answer us by fire. Remember that the wall of Jericho was standing between the people of Israel and their next level. But when they shouted, the wall of Jericho came down and fell down, and it fell flat. So also, everything standing as a wall of Jericho between you and your next level shall come down in the name of Jesus Christ. So take your time, list those things out, and we are going to be dealing with it. I will tell you the prophetic way we are going to deal with it, and God is going to work wonders in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Each day, when we finish prayer, you are going to put it under your feet, and you are going to march upon it 7 times. And when you march upon it, you are going to say, you are going down, you will never power manifest in my life today again. That this thing you are going down, you will never manifest in my life again. As you march on me, you will say, you are coming under my feet, you will never overpower me again. You are coming under my feet, you will never have any access into my life again. You are coming under my feet, you will never have, you never have any control over my life today again. That is what we'll be doing every day from today. We're going to do that throughout to the year 2022, and I'm so much confident of what the Lord can do. You'll find out that this mountain, you will see them no more. This mountain, you will see them no more. The Bible says that this man you have seen today, Pharaoh that you see today, you shall see him no more. And it was so. It was buried in the Red Sea. Therefore, everything you have written down that you don't want to carry over to 2022, you shall see them no more in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, I want you to get back to prayer. Right now, we are going to pray some prayers, and the Lord is going to work wonders. As we begin to pray this prayer, the time we are going to speak to those things, I will tell you, so you bring out the list and we begin to speak against them. And the power of God will begin to work in our lives in Jesus' name. Now it is time for you now to begin to appreciate the King of Glory and worship Him. Sing this song along with me. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For His mercies endure right forever. Amen. For His mercies endure right forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Jehovah, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Baba, for His mercies endure right forever. Amen. For His mercies endure right forever. Amen. I see somebody, you have been lifted high. I can see you have been lifted high. There's somebody here, your glory was exchanged when you were in primary school. But right away in this program, that glory shall come back to you. We're going to pray some aggressive prayers. I want you to get ready right now. It is time for the action to be taken. It is time for prayers. It is time for a primitive prayer. Open your mouth and say, like, say, powers, using my glory as a collateral in the realm of the spirit. In the name of Jesus, powers, using my glory as a collateral in the realm of the spirit. In the name of Jesus, powers, using my glory as a collateral in the realm of the spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, powers that have exchanged my glory when I was a baby, release my glory now. In the name of Jesus, powers that have exchanged my glory when I was a baby, release my glory now. In the name of Jesus, powers that have exchanged my glory when I was a baby, release my glory now. In the name of Jesus, powers that have exchanged my glory when I was a baby, release my glory now. Release my glory now. Release my glory now. Release my glory now. In the name of Jesus, powers that have exchanged my glory when I was a baby, release my glory now. In Jesus' name, pray. Somebody may need to spend about 5-10 minutes on this kind of, or this simple prayer alone. Pray this one very well. All my virtues buried in the water, I recover you back in the name of Jesus. All my virtues buried in the waters, I recover you back. I recover you back. I recover you back. I recover you back in Jesus' name. Pray. If you have cut your hair and you have thrown inside the river, or you have cut part of your fingernail and you have thrown inside the river, or you have taking away your clothes, you have thrown inside the river. Whatever you have taken from your body and you have thrown inside the river, it is time for you to recover them now. Really, you have to pray. Say, my virtues buried inside the water, I recover you by fire in the name of Jesus. My virtues buried inside the water, I recover you by fire in the name of Jesus. My virtues buried inside the water, I recover you by fire. I recover you by fire in Jesus' name. Say, my glory buried inside the water, I recover you by fire in the name of Jesus. My glory buried inside the water, I recover you by fire. I recover you by fire in the name of Jesus. My glory buried inside the water, I recover you by fire. I recover you by fire in Jesus' name. We pray. Somebody will need to pray this prayer. Immediately you pray this prayer, you will receive deliverance from the power that have tied you down. Say, every soul tie and evil covenant between me and my mother that is hindering the manifestation of my glory, break in the name of Jesus. Every soul tie an evil covenant between me and my mother that is hindering the manifestation of my glory. Break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. 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 Every soul tie and evil covenant between me and my mother that is hindering the manifestation of my glory. Break now, break now, break now, break now, break now. In Jesus' name we pray. Shall this say, every soul tie and evil covenant between me and my father that is limiting my destiny. Break. In the name of Jesus, every soul tie and evil covenant between me and my father that is limiting my destiny, break now, break now, break now, break, break. In Jesus' name, you pray. You may need to pray this prayer very, very well. It is very important. There's a sister there. You need to pray very well. You need to pray very well. You have been looking for the fruit of the womb. But as I'm talking to you right now, I can see your womb in the hand of your mother. What we are going to do is to pray this prayer like this. Say, every soul tie and evil covenant between me and my mother that is hindering my childbearing, break and release me. You pray that prayer for 15 minutes and do it for 7 days. 15 minutes, do it for 7 days. Don't forget, I want to repeat, every soul tie and evil covenant between me and my mother that is hindering my childbearing, break and release me. You pray very aggressively, 15 minutes for 7 days. You will see instantly the power of God will fall upon you and the yokes will be broken and you will have testimony. Oh, by this time next year, remember, you are going to have a twins because I can see the twins already. Makroko se de copia la muka nele kobria. Say, powers playing with me in the day and is troubling my destiny in the night. In the name of Jesus, powers playing with me in the day and is troubling my destiny in the night. In the name of Jesus, powers playing with me in the day and is troubling my destiny in the night. In Jesus' name, say powers laughing with me in the day but is destroying my destiny in the night. In the name of Jesus, powers laughing with me in the day but is destroying my destiny in the night. In the name of Jesus, powers laughing with me in the day but is destroying my destiny in the night. In Jesus' name, pray. Open your mouth and say, wicked household enemy that has tied me down. In the name of Jesus, wicked household enemy that has tied me down. In the name of Jesus, wicked household enemy that has tied me down. In the name of Jesus, wicked household enemy that has tied me down. In the name of Jesus, something is happening over there. Somebody is praying. I can see something happening. Oh my God, this is wonderful. Where you are tied down, you have been released now. Okay, say, ancestral powers standing against my prayers. In the name of Jesus, ancestral powers standing against my prayers. In the name of Jesus, ancestral powers standing against my prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Open your mouth and shout loud and clear. All my blessings in year 2021, I possess you by fire. In the name of Jesus, all my blessing in year 2021, I possess you by fire. 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 All my blessing in year 2021, I possess you by fire. 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 I possess you in Jesus' name. Pray. Get a bottle of oil ready. If you don't have, get a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, I pray that the breath of heaven shall enter into this oil and enter into this water. The power of Holy Ghost shall enter into the oil and enter into the water. The blood of Jesus shall mix with this oil and this water. And this oil and this water shall become an instrument of deliverance, instrument of power, instrument of breaking the yoke in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone that take this water, this oil, anything in your body that is not functioning very well will begin to function well. In Jesus' name we pray. Drink it now. Aha. And shout like this. Say, my body receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. My body, receive deliverance. Receive deliverance. Receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. My body, receive deliverance. Receive deliverance in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your head. Say, my destiny, receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. My destiny, receive deliverance. Receive deliverance. Receive deliverance. Receive deliverance. Receive deliverance. Receive deliverance. Receive deliverance in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your chest very well. Anoint your chest very well. That sister, anoint that your left breast very well, because the arrow fired to that left breast is going back to the sender. Say, my head, receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. My earth, receive deliverance. Receive deliverance. Receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. My health, receive deliverance. Receive deliverance in Jesus' name. We pray now. Anoint your belly button and say this one very well. My foundation, receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. My foundation, receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. My foundation, receive deliverance. Receive deliverance. Receive deliverance in Jesus' name. We pray now. Those things you have written that you don't want, I want you to pray now. Just hold them in your hand. Say, in the name of Jesus, everything I have written in this paper, I do not want you again in my life. Therefore, I cause you to dry up, dry up, dry up, dry up, dry up, dry up. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says, whatever God has not planted shall be uprooted. Therefore, everything in this paper, in as much God has not planted you in my life, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Look at those things you have written in that paper. Mention them one by one and say, be uprooted from my life. Mention those things one by one. If it's barrenness, say barrenness. Be uprooted from my life. If it's poverty, say poverty. Be uprooted from my life in the name of Jesus. If it's disappointment, say disappointment. Be uprooted from my life. 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 Say disappointment. Whatever you have written, mention them very well. If is backwardness, say backwardness, be uprooted from my life, be uprooted from my life, be uprooted from my life, be uprooted from my life in the name of Jesus. Take your time and make sure you spend about 2 minutes on each of whatever you mentioned. Spend about 2 minutes, don't rush them at all. Command them to be uprooted, because from now to the end of this year, they must disappear from your life. You enter into year 2021 fresh, new, with new glory, with new power, and with testimony, and you are going to recover what you have lost since when you were born. That is why I want you to take your time. Look at those things you have written and begin to mention them. Mention them. If it's disappointment, if it's delay in marriage, you will shout, say, delay in marriage, I uproot you from my life. I uproot you from my life. If it's curses, say, you curse, I uproot you from my life. I uproot you from my life. You uproot from my life. Whatever. If it's sickness, say you sickness, I uproot you from my life. I uproot from my life in the name of Jesus Christ. I uproot you from my life. I uproot you from my life. I uproot you from my life. You sickness, I uproot you. I uproot you. I uproot you. I uproot you. I uproot you in the name of Jesus Christ. Anybody that is hearing me now and somebody is sitting on your entitlement, I command that fellow right now, within the next 3 days, be unseated. No, no, no. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command fire to burn any power that is sitting on your destiny and sitting on your entitlement. All your benefits shall be released in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I pray right now that, oh Lord, whatever they have written in that paper today, as we begin to take step on that thing throughout these remaining days for this year to go, we pray that, Lord, whatever we say according to your word, let it come to pass. I command whatever is in that paper, hear the word of the Lord. We have written you out because we don't want you in our life. And the Bible says every tree that God has not planted shall be uprooted. Therefore, what are you waiting for? Get out of our life. Get out. Get out. Get out. Go back to the sender. Never you return again. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, fail that we have seen today, you will not see it no more. I decree that Egyptian we have seen today, we shall see you no more. Egyptian we have seen today, we shall see you no more. This list, we shall see you no more in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, this very broadcast is very important. Pass it across to your friend. Let them join us as we're in this section so that we can work together and we can work prophetically together as we enter into year 2022. You must enter there with a new face, with a new chapter, with a new testimony, with multiple celebrations. You must enter there with a garment of praise in your hand. Get ready. The power of God is working already, and I can see it done. Thank you, Heavenly Father. This is a prophetic action and a prophetic instruction. Make sure you buy to it. Make sure you flow into it. Send it across to your friend. Send a voice audio to them so that they can also key to it. They must not miss it. Don't miss it at all. The remaining days, we must get close. We must get moved. God will do the unusual in our lives. I trust God, and I trust the work of God. I trust the power of God. He's going to do a new thing in our lives in Jesus' name. God bless you in Jesus' name. You have testimony, share it across to us. Send your information across to me. Send your testimony across to me. You have something, send it across to me. If you send, if I have not attended to it, don't worry, don't be disturbed at all. I have a lot to attend to per day, but doesn't matter. I will say, go back. I will go back and check them if you resend them back to me. God bless you so much in Jesus' name. Beloved, God has been doing wonderful, and He continue to do great one in Jesus' name. In case, you want to have a time with us, you can check us on, you can check us right on this address. We are our fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Fexter Town. That is where I fellowship. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Fexter Town. If you want to check on us, just know that by the time you check, just ask them and tell them that, you have been connected to the broadcast and you want to see the minister of God. They will definitely connect us. They will let us see us. And God is going to bless you so much. Just tell them you want to see the pastor, and then they will direct you on us to see us. God bless you so much in Jesus' name. Don't forget that this very broadcast is very important. This very prophetic decree we are starting today. Don't miss it at all. Make sure you share with your friends and let them be blessed also. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Compliment of the season, and I know that God is going to bless a lot of people here. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I say in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Send your information to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. And I remember your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. Make sure you read Psalm 91 and keep praising God. Keep moving, keep trusting, keep praising Him. God bless you in Jesus' name.